Sri Ramana Rai was employed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to speak on the most esoteric aspect of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. Although Ramana Rai was purposefully chosen by the Lord, he was from the family of a Shudra community. He was the governor of Madras, so he was a politician. And he was in the householder order, grihastha order. Yet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to speak on the Radha Krishna Leela. And he heard from him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a Brahmana in the Sannyas order, along with Pradyumna Mishra, who was also a Brahmana. Mahaprabhu heard from Ramanand Rai. So this goes to show how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to show that devotion service transcends all barriers. So in their conversation, Mahaprabhu asked many brilliant questions for which Ramanand Rai gave answers. Mahaprabhu asked, amongst all types of education, which is supreme education? Ramanand Rai said, the best education is the education about devotional service. And he said, amongst all the capitalists and the wealthiest people in the world, who is the most wealthiest person? And Ramanand Rai said, one who is the devotee of the Lord, he is the most wealthiest person. And amongst all those who achieve great fame and name in the world, who is most famous? Ramanand Rai said, the devotee's fame extends in all directions. Devotee is the most famous. Amongst those who are liberated, which liberation is considered the supreme liberation? He said, the supreme liberation is achieved when one becomes a fixed up devotee of Krishna, said Ramanand Rai. And the Lord asked, what is the greatest distress in this world? Ramanand Rai said, the greatest distress is to be separated from the association of a devotee. So to live in the separation of devotees is the greatest separation, greatest type of distress. And the Lord asked, what is the greatest auspicious thing that can happen to one in this world? Lord Chaitanya said, the most auspicious thing that can happen in one's life is to come in the association of Krishna's devotees. And the Lord asked, what is the most valuable thing to be remembered in one's life? Ramanand Rai said, to always remember the name, form, pastimes, qualities and activities of the Lord. That remembrance is the greatest remembrance. And Lord asked, amongst the hymns and songs that are being sung in this world, which songs are the best songs? Ramanand Rai said, the songs which depict and describe the loving affairs of Shri Radha and Krishna, those songs are the best songs, he said. And the Lord asked, there are so many different types of worship going on. Amongst all types of worship, which is a supreme worship? Ramanand Rai said, the supreme worship is the worship of the holy name of Shri Radha and Krishna. So in this way, in the conversation, Ramanand Rai highlighted the glory of the holy name, the name, form, pastimes, qualities and activities of the divine couple Shri Radha and Krishna as the highest principles of religion. And Mahaprabhu considered Ramanand Rai the supreme authority in the understanding of the supreme, the topmost religious principles in the whole creation. And Ramanand Rai in this way concluded, he said, there are those who cannot understand this devotion service. They are simply caught up in the impersonal aspect of the absolute. So after they die, they will go to merge in the impersonal absolute for many, many long years. And those who are not able to give up their material desires, those whose hearts are afflicted constantly by material desires, they will rise to heavens where they will have to be stuck up in the heavenly delights. And he said, those who cannot appreciate the divine transcendental mellows of loving affairs of Krishna and his devotees, such people are exactly like the crow that tries to taste the neem fruit, from the neem tree. Whereas those who are devotees of Krishna, who always delight in the pure loving devotional mellows of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and the devotees, such people are exactly like cuckoos that taste the mango flower buds when it is in its tender stage. So they are the most fortunate. They always live absorbed in devotion to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. In this way, he said the highest achievement in life is, for one, is to chant the holy name and constantly remember the divine forms of Radha and Krishna. So Ramanand Rai taught the greatest of the teachings in all religions. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who tastes the deeper and deeper mellows of relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he considered Ramanand Rai the supreme authority. So today is his disappearance day, so we can pray to him to help us come out of the cloudy consciousness and our bewilderment and understanding of the religious principles. Because when we hear about Radha Krishna, many times one may be thinking of them to be ordinary boy and girl relationship. Or even one understands them to be the supreme absolute truth. Still, one cannot appreciate the depth of devotional service and the sweetness of devotional service because of attachment to the material things of this material world. So let us pray to Ramanand Rai today, who, despite his governor's business, despite being born in a low family, and despite all odds, he was completely situated on a divine transcendental platform, as he was Vishakha Sakhi in the spiritual world. So he was constantly absorbed in the mood of Vishakha Sakhi in offering her service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So let us pray to him that he gives a drop of his qualities in our life, so that we may be able to appreciate the divine couple Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And he said the supreme object of worship is the holy name. And we have the holy name with us. While chanting the holy name, let us remember this. Harinam Prabhu ki.